Hi there. This is Don't Mind Me, a podcast designed to open up the conversation about mental health without shame or judgment. I'm Mina, and as always, I'm joined by my mother, Machen, and our very esteemed, sometimes guest, my dad, David.
Hi.
Wonderful. And we're checking in after, I would say, several months of recording this podcast, but what was it?
June? It's been four altogether. Just completed 4 months.
Handful of months. And obviously a lot has changed and evolved. And when we first started the podcast, we were going through a very emotional and raw time. And I wanted to ask you guys, now that we've processed a lot of that and now that we've listened back on our episodes, has anything stood out as something that has changed to you or was especially profound that we were going through? What's been going through your mind listening back?
Machen, you want to start it?
For me, what we were going through in June with a slight destabilizing and needing to get help, it was such a trigger for me. And it brought me back to 10 years ago. And to just go through that all over again was really hard. And I think in the time, it just feels so daunting and scary and like, oh my gosh, nothing's gotten better in the system. And it's still this hard to get somebody help. And just seeing all of the things that need to change in the field itself. But then now that we're at 4 months, just sort of completing the end of the fourth month and seeing the journey that he's gone through, how it took us a full month to even find a place that was right for him. He was coming and going from treatment centers because they just weren't equipped to handle it, even though they were saying that they were. And so finding a place finally that is doing the things that they promised to do has just been such a huge relief, and he's made huge gains. He's getting healthier and healthier every day. And it's a reminder that when you're in those moments that are so scary and raw, and it's almost like you sort of feel like you might lose hope that there's anything out there that's ever going to work. And now looking back to 4 months later, it's a reminder that you just got to stick with it. You got to keep trying and fighting, and things will get better if you keep working at it and support one another like we do in this family. So that's been profound for me.
I think it's amazingly ironic too that going into this, one of our goals was to kind of set up an organization or a facility that would fill the gaps with time as sort of the model of what, you know, we need help. Someone that we need to get help for, and found something at the beginning of this whole thing with him destabilizing. That's exactly what we've been trying to do, which hopefully in future episodes we can, you know, interview the founders of that foundation and that facility. But
yeah,
it just shows how specific the need is when it comes to mental health. It can't be a blanket treatment. He's been through a couple of destabilizations. He's been in the hospital a couple of times. And the difference with these guys, because they understand it, is they've been riding the wave with him and knowing that it's something that's going to pass, but you got to know how to work your way through it, how to talk to him and make him believe that he's going to get through it.
Yeah.
We never thought we thought we had to create that because we, you know, with, you always think your situation is unique and it is to you, but the founder of this facility kind of went through the exact same thing that Time went through when he was in college. And so it was almost like he was living a parallel life with him and totally understanding everything that he was going through. So that was great to find. And it's just been an amazing blessing that we found them.
Yeah.
And as you said, and Time's doing so much better, but he still is having, you know, he's because he had such a tough episode this time, it's taken him longer to clear.
Yeah.
And because they may have found something else that might be causing him issues, they've had to try different med cocktails, yeah, and that in and of itself causes issues. But they've been doing an amazing job, and he's doing much better.
Yeah. And the difference being that at this place, instead of kicking him out because they don't know how to handle mania or all of that, they're actually sticking with him and trying new stuff. And that is something that we haven't found really.
Yeah.
Doing it this comprehensively.
And that speaks to how important it is to have the right treatment centers out there, because he has been dealing with this for 10 years. He's lost trust in the system. He's lost trust in the treatment centers and sometimes even the support that's around him, because they've failed him over and over and over again. So he's on a journey of slowly trusting this new place. And are they really going to be there long term? Am I just going to get kicked out next week because you don't understand the wave I'm going through right now?
And that's part of his process too, is testing him. He's trying to see.
Yeah.
Like every, you know, couple of weeks we'll get a call, you know, Sly is amazing. We love him. And then we'll get a call a couple of days later. He's testing us. He's been talking a lot of shit. And he's not going anywhere. We're here, but whoa.
And speaking of that, with us going through this podcast and starting our foundation and everything going live now, we've also been very conscious of Sly's perspective and making sure that he's in a good enough place to be okay with this kind of stuff going out there. So let's talk a little bit about what that's been like. So we've been processing it through talking with each other and talking about our experience. But what's it been like with Sly? What's his response? How has this been for him?
You know, I don't know if he's listened to it yet.
He wants to. He hasn't yet. I talked to him yesterday.
Oh, okay. Okay. I know that he's very like proud of us for doing it, and he definitely wants to support it and be a part of it. But yeah, it's a tricky time when so much of the subject matter is based around him. You want to honor him, and you have to be careful not to share your story and have it be something that could harm his recovery. And so it's just such a tricky thing to do. And there were moments where we're like, is this the right time? Is this not the right time? Like, do we hold? You're always in, you know, I don't know if the answer is ever going to be super clear, but you just have to kind of be conscious of, and we've been talking to his treatment team and carefully talking through when it was a right time in his recovery to release this. But it's been interesting, like just completely sharing. It's scary. It's scary sharing all of those intimate details with people, but I think we're all so focused on just trying to help others that we're kind of willing to do it and open our doors. And
by the way, I was at the range today hitting golf balls.
Yeah.
And a
Shocker.
Friend of ours, and a friend of ours had listened to the first podcast and was thankful to us because his daughter's going through stuff.
Oh.
So there you go.
Wow.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
We've already touched someone.
And he's, you know, he's my age. He's 60-ish. And talked about, you know, because he used to be in the workforce, he was an attorney. And he said when he would hear people talk about, you know, I need a mental health day, he was just like, you know, that's bullshit. You just want to take your day off, or, you know, you're not physically ill. So what are we talking about here? And I reminded him, I was like, well, mental health is physical health. I mean, that's our main organ. And he says, and so he's having to adapt to that. And now having his daughter dealing with depression and, you know, suicidal thinking, that, you know, he was very appreciative.
Yeah. As we've listened back, have you said anything in that raw emotional time period of processing it? Have you said anything that you've regretted or that you feel differently about now?
I didn't realize how many times I used the word anger. And are you kidding me?
How dare you?
How dare? Yeah, there was a lot of how dare yous as I was like reflecting on it's my anger as a mom wanting to protect my family and my son and thinking back on these incidences, and it still angers me. And how dare them? So that I was surprised by that.
Oh, did I say anything I regretted? Maybe hello? My name is David. Because none of it was predetermined. It was off the cuff. It was my raw feelings. And, you know, no, not really.
Regretted or that your mind is, or your opinion has changed now that we've gotten through it?
No. I mean, the only thing I do regret is that time wasn't able to be more part of it. But hopefully that's going to change soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I was listening back on, I forget which episode it was. I think it was the second one. And I said something about how like his persona sucks the energy out of the room and it's either a good thing or a bad thing. And it kind of felt, I felt like that was much more negative than I meant it to come off. Cause I do regret saying that. I meant to say more that just like, he has such a big personality that there's just certain people that they have that effect on people, that they're so charismatic. Mm-hmm. People pay attention to them, that especially within the family, when he's going through stuff, it affects all of us because of that. But yeah, I don't think I regret anything.
You know, I did say in the one episode that I did that, should we take credit for you being brilliant and time being, you know, having bipolar. And I do regret saying that you were brilliant.
True, because I'm not very, it's right here.
Yeah, I need to bring that down a notch. No.
Yes. Fair enough.
Time is very brilliant as well, actually. In fact, I just told him yesterday, it's like, it's unfortunate because I think we're all very talented and we've done a lot of things in our lives, but I really honestly think he's the most artistic of all of us.
Yeah.
And it would have been, he would have been an amazing, you know, contributor to this. So,
and speaking on the being brilliant, that's part of what his team is talking about right now is right, that exactly. They're like, he knows as much as we know, and we're professionals, if not more, and actually, like, you know, challenges us and sometimes has a hard time trusting us because he wants to be able to hear advice and guidance from somebody who knows more than him. And it's really hard to find because he is really brilliant.
And the team's saying they're really hanging in there because they've had people that have potential and they try to convince people, you know, that they want to reach their full potential. We said, but he's the real deal. He's got so much potential if we can just get him on track and keep him on track.
Yeah.
So happy days.
Yeah.
I think it's a big reminder to our listeners and our community out there, as you're seeing with our family, that mental illness, mental wellness is fluid. It ebbs and flows. There's going to be successes and then there's going to be failures, but you just got to keep at it. We're an example of it. Just keep supporting and reaching out and talking to people and just try to figure it out. There's no perfect roadmap to get any of us there. And we'll just keep sharing our stories with you. So keep listening. We've got lots of great new guests lined up for future episodes. And we just thank you from the bottom of your heart for listening to our little family story. Don't mind me.
Uh-oh. All right, cut it off.
Here we go. Here
cut
we go.
It.
My name's Sylvester. I'm a college student. I've been dealing with bipolar, and I've been in and out of treatment. I've relapsed a couple times in terms of having episodes, but I've kind of gotten my life on track. I've gotten the right treatment, and I'm feeling pretty good.
Thanks for listening to Don't Mind Me. I'm Mina Tobias. Don't Mind Me is produced by Aura Studios, original music by Sly Alexis, and executive produced by Machen Amick and Amanda Brown.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Don't Mind Me, which is co-hosted by me, Machen Amick, and my daughter, Mina Tobias. We are doing this podcast because we want to open up the conversation about dealing with serious mental health problems. If you, a member of your family, or a friend are struggling with any of the issues mentioned, please reach out for help. If in the U.S., go to NAMI.org, NAMI.org, or SAMHSA.gov, SAMHSA.gov. For further information, and if you're elsewhere, please reach out to your local organization.
Hi, this is David Alexis, and I'd like to personally thank you for joining my family and on our journey that we've taken. It's been a long road, and we have a long road ahead of us, so we hope you join us on future episodes of Don't Mind Me, the podcast. At this point, we'd like to thank the Aura family at Aura Studios for making this all possible. The head honcho, Mark Popkovitz, the CEO. The lady that keeps the trains running, Claire Contrell, COO. Double D, David Devereaux, who did a great job of all editing and all things technical. The wonderful Amanda Brown. My lovely wife, Machen Amick, our executive producers. And don't forget to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. And when I say rate and review, I mean, tell us how much you love us. And as my mom used to say, Davey, go get me a glass of water.